Wisconsin. It was an amazing night. And while I was there, I found out that there's a pretty spectacular festival coming up. Jenna is the Associate Director of Special Events, and she's on the line with us. What do you have coming up next weekend?
We've got the Kohler Festival of Beer. It is our 8th annual, and it is really a fan favorite of all of our repeat guests that come back for it.
Well, I'd imagine, you know, as a Wisconsin destination, a beer festival is pretty much a home run.
It does go together. Everybody says beer and sausage when they think of Wisconsin. So it was just a natural fit for us to start doing a festival of beer in the spring and early summer for us. And we've got some favorite events, Cheers to Beers, which you can taste all of your favorite microbrews at. Shorts and Chefs are, you know, those are our two favorite events. But a lot of other fun things, Not Your College Kegger.
No.
The shops, all great stuff.
Well, this is what I love is that you also, the Bodines are coming in.
Yeah, Sammy Lanis is coming in for Cheers to Beers. There's great entertainment at all of our big events. So really, it's a really fun atmosphere. This year we've added some personalities, I guess you can say it, to Festival of Beer. So we've got, you know, sunglasses and pins. So you can choose your persona, whether you're the hop head or the beer snob, the party animal. We've got it all.
And what kind of craft specialties do you have for this weekend?
So we've got all sorts. We've got everything from, you know, people that are just getting into the craft beer scene. We've got some tasting and some seminars, you know, where you've got a beer 101 and craft beer trends, all the way up to Cheers to Beers, where we've got Five Rabbits, Three Beers, or Three Sheeps Brewery, all sorts of different breweries coming in with their specialty beers that you can just go around and taste and talk with the brewers. And representatives from the breweries to learn a little bit more about all of their beers they've got on tap.
And I love the idea that people would run a 5K. And it seems as though, are they running from table to table filled with beer?
Now, that might be another event. That might be more like the Beer Olympics.
But, yeah, no kidding.
We've got the 5K. We've got going through the Village of Kohler. There's two different stops for beer along the way, and then you finish with a beer. So kind of three beers. Amidst the 5K, you get a great goodie bag. It's a great way to start out your Saturday if you want to keep your fitness in mind. Also on Friday, we've got a hoppy yoga event. So
I would sign up for hoppy yoga.
Exactly. Trying to keep the fun in mind, but of course getting your beers in for the fun weekend as well.
And are there still overnight packages available for this festival?
We do have some overnight packages at the Inn on Woodlake or at the American Club. So definitely go to AmericanClubResort.com to check out all of the events and what we've got for packages online. But we know it's a great hit with Chicagoans. They love coming up to Kohler, and we love having them.
Well, I really love the title of one of these, which is Kegs and Eggs, a one-night stay.
Oh, yeah.
And
You get it all.
Yeah, I know. I love that. This is a really fun weekend. So you have a lot of return customers. What would you tell someone who's coming for the very first time? Because it's not that far of a drive from Chicago, and we also have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin. This seems like a great way to sort of get to know people who want to appreciate beer, but also want to have a nice, fun weekend away.
It's a great introduction to Kohler. We've got, you know, because it's at the end of April, we still have great rates. You can make it for a really reasonable weekend. It's 2.5 hours from downtown Chicago up to Kohler. An hour up from Milwaukee. I would pick a few events. Shorts and Chefs is a great event on Saturday event to start out. You've got about 15 different restaurants that you can get a bite from and a brewery paired with each. Pick one afternoon event. We've got a grilling skills where you can actually get behind the grill with one of our chefs and learn some skills to take home. And then finish with Not Your College Kegger or Cheers to Beers that Saturday evening to just top off the event. But it's really meant to be a fun weekend, something to really unwind, you know, get away from your normal weekend schedule and just enjoy yourselves.
No, this is fabulous. I wish I have to travel that weekend, but I know that you've got a lot. I know. I was so sad when I found out that it was sort of it coincided with another trip I have to make because
yeah.
I so want to go. You have to have a comedy night at your Festival of Beer so we can do like a WGN comedy night.
We had so much fun having you up in March, Patty. It was your show was just great. So
well, the audience this is what I tell people. I'm only as good as my audience, and the people that came out to that show that night were out for a great evening of laughter.
It was a great night.
It was so much fun. I mean, you can really tell. And tell me a little bit about the Kohler, the American Club, because it's lavish, and yet it feels so sort of grounded in a tradition of that area.
Yeah, so the village of Kohler is a 2,000-person village. It is a company town. Kohler, the plumbing mogul, has a hospitality business. The American Club is a 5-star, 5-diamond hotel and resort. We've got a 5-star spa, championship golf, all the great dining, all sorts of things to do for people, you know, even if they're just looking to come up any other weekend, you know, outside of Festival of Beer. It's a great location to spend a weekend or a night just to get away.
Yeah, and I see you have all kinds of, aside from the Festival of Beer, you've also got the food and wine experience.
And fun.
And what is this in celebration of chocolate that I'm seeing on your page?
That was right before Comedy Night. You missed that one. Those are Festival of Beer, Food and Wine, and Celebration of Chocolate are our 3 signature events. Celebration of Chocolate usually happens the weekend after Valentine's Day. Chocolate is we've got Kohler Original Recipe Chocolate, which we make in-house. We've got our chocolatier, who was named by Dessert Professional as a top 10 chocolatier in North America this past year. So a lot of great things happening in our chocolate shop as well.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head if Melt Chocolate is a part of your event? Because we just made friends with them. They're near Milwaukee, and we're big fans.
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar.
What to make an introduction? Yes, I have to agree. Why is it right after Valentine's Day? Is it to sort of make guys feel like, oh, you bought our chocolates? Here's the real stuff.
We just kind of like to keep that month of love going, I guess. You know, the love in your relationship, as well as the love for chocolate, it just fits so well together. So sometimes people, you know, depending on where Valentine's falls, sometimes people really like making that weekend as their Valentine's celebration as well. So,
and what is the history of the Festival of Beer? What was the genesis for that one?
We were looking. Part of it was the beer and how it ties so closely with the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when we started this, there weren't many festivals like that out there. Now it seems like everywhere you turn, somebody's got some sort of food and beverage festival going on. So really, you know, back when we started it, it was cutting edge. And we've just kept it going because people love coming to it so much because it's such a fun event. So.
Well, it looks magnificent. Again, for those of you interested, this is next weekend, April 29th through May 1st. You can go to AmericanClubResort.com. They've got the calendar there. And all the different choices that you have, whether it's just to attend the festival or stay for an overnight or the whole weekend. Jenna, I want to thank you so much. And we have to stay in touch. I want to come out for the food and wine experience.
Definitely. We'd love to have you up anytime, Patty. And thanks for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. Jenna, she's the Associate Director of Special Events. And one of our new best friends.
Thanks, Patty.
Have a great night. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.